Tomorrow marks the end of Windows XP operating system, RIP. An estimated 27% of computers worldwide still use XP, but Microsoft is ending its security support of the system. So what does that mean if your computer is running the XP operating system? Todd Bishop is editor and co-founder of GeekWire, a technology news site based here in Seattle. He joins us twice a month to talk about the latest tech news. What does it mean if I'm still running XP?
It means you're on your own. You know, you're going from a rough neighborhood to an extremely bad neighborhood. When you think about the internet without Windows XP, you're basically not going to have any police protection anymore. That's the equivalent of what you're going to be doing. And you can obviously still run Windows XP and have it on your computer, but you're taking a big risk because Microsoft will no longer be issuing regular security updates to patch the vulnerabilities that those hackers like to dig into and exploit.
They do. Now, there's a question here that was written for you, Todd. How hard is it to just upgrade the operating system? But leave us to ask Ross Reynolds, since you said you did it.
Well, I did it, but I had to wipe my entire hard drive. I didn't have any files on there that I needed anymore. But for the average person, how hard is it going to be if they just want to take that XP computer and add a more recent operating system to it?
So two issues here. First off, you cannot to Windows 8.1, you cannot easily do a in-place upgrade, which is the type of upgrade that allows you to keep your files, your settings. In fact, you cannot do it to Windows 8.1, which is the most recent edition of the operating system. And then the other issue is that many of the old Windows XP computers do not have the specs, the memory, the CPU to support a more modern operating system.
Is that why they're discontinuing Windows XP?
It's one of the reasons. The other reason is it's been 12 years, more than 12 years at this point, and the technology world moves very quickly. In fact, it's accelerating at this point. So many of those computers and that operating system are just simply out of date, and Microsoft has supported this for actually quite a long time. And it's just time to move on.
That's even if you're not online with this computer, even if you're just using it as a storage and viewing system.
If you're not online, then your risk is certainly less. It's certainly mitigated because that is where the threats come in, is through an internet connection. So in that case, perhaps there's some security experts out there who might take me to task for this. But if you're not connecting to the internet, and maybe if you've never connected to the internet on a Windows XP machine, I don't know what percentage of the population we're speaking to here now, but it's probably still pretty safe.
Now, I don't know if you know this number, but 27% of computers using Windows XP. So the other computers that are using which different operating system?
Large number of people on Windows 7, far fewer on Windows Vista. And that is part of the fix that Microsoft has gotten itself into here. Windows Vista was so bad and had such an awful reputation at launch that many people just clung to Windows XP, and that created this long upgrade cycle for Microsoft where you had these legacy users who were just holding on to Windows XP. By the time 7 came out, it was like, well, maybe I don't want that either. And so Microsoft, to a large extent, is one of the main reasons why you still got 27% of computers out there running XP.
Well, do you feel good about the newest iteration of their operating system?
So Windows 8.1 update, which is the third version of Windows 8, is being released today. Starting today, coincidentally, they say, but really probably not. It has a series of improvements that what makes Windows 8.1, much better for keyboard and mouse users. For example, if you're in an immersive app, a new modern app, as they call them, which is normally full screen, really designed for tablets, if you're using a keyboard and mouse, you can now get a little X in the upper right to close the program. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So there are these basic improvements in Windows 8.1 that it will make the update easier, or the upgrade easier, if you do make it on a Windows XP.
I mean, talk about legacies. It just even seems like these things that sit on our desks and have...
What are you running there?
It's a Windows. It was XP. And then it moved up to, we finally upgraded, but I don't think we're at 8.
No, I think we're at 7.
Yeah.
You're 7, yeah.
But I mean, just overall, this big box that sits on my desk, it seems superfluous.
Well, there's lots of all-in-ones out there. Microsoft is really pushing these touchscreen laptops, which do also make Windows 8.1 easier to use. I would say if I were still running a Windows 8 machine and I wanted to get a new computer, I should say running a Windows XP machine and I wanted to get a new computer.
You'd get a Mac.
I would go for Windows 7. There are some computer makers out there that are still selling a limited selection of Windows 7 PCs, and I would snatch them up while you can still get them.
That's so interesting. Is Microsoft doing well, by the way, on those touchscreen, what are the Surface, Microsoft Surface?
They're doing all right. You know, PC sales in general have really slumped over the past year, 2 years, especially as people are looking to the iPad as an alternative, tablets as an alternative. And just 2 weeks ago, Microsoft released Office for the iPad. So in some ways, Office being on the iPad makes that an alternative for some people to a computer. I mean, you think about it. You've got web browsing. You've got word processing, Excel. iPad looks a lot like a computer these days, and that could be an alternative for people.
Well, it's interesting. I'm skipping ahead in our list here, but it's interesting in terms of connections that the Amazon Fire TV box, that's in a sense an effort to get rid of what's sitting on our desk and make the exchange even easier, even if work, between your TV screen and the tablet you're holding in your hands.
That's right. There's a feature that allows you to essentially transfer content from a Kindle Fire HD to a Fire TV box. So
with your finger, just like on television.
Exactly.
They just swipes across and it picks it up.
Exactly. This is part of the second screen appearance or approach that a lot of these apps are taking, where you can actually interact on the tablet or the smartphone in a way that influences what's going on your television set. We lost our remote the other week in the living room, and I was able to just call up an app that allowed me to control a TV. So this is happening right now.
Todd Bishop is editor, co-founder of GeekWire, a technology news site based here in Seattle. Just still on Microsoft for a minute, or back to Microsoft. They're going Hollywood?
They are. New original programming, a Halo series produced by Steven Spielberg. They're really getting into it here, and they've got a studio down in Santa Monica, California that's getting some press, and they're going to be coming out with original programming on the Xbox.
So you have them doing that. You have Amazon doing it. You also
have Netflix
doing it.
Hulu.
And Hulu. So there we really are seeing now the fragmentation of whatever was left of big network television, though, of course, those big conglomerates all own various parts of all these entities, right? Well, not Microsoft, but the others.
Yeah, you're absolutely seeing lots of different production efforts by tech companies these days.
That's very interesting. All right, so bottom line on this Amazon TV, which you took a look at, the Fire TV.
We've got it in the office. We like it. We're still using it. It's still testing it out, but it's looks like a good box. The only challenge is there are many of these out there. A lot of the stuff you can even get on new TVs these days,
right,
in terms of the smart TVs.
All built in.
That said, if you're an Amazon customer, particularly a Prime subscriber, it's worth looking at because it's just one more way to get value out of your subscription after you spend the $99 for the box.
Yeah, and the $99 for the Prime.
Exactly. And then the $39 for the game controller.
Oh, that
yes,
too?
Yes.
Oh, my
See how
goodness.
This works now? Are you getting it?
I am starting to see this. All right. Todd Bishop figures this out for us as editor and co-founder of GeekWire, a technology news site based here in Seattle. He joins us every week to talk about these things. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's The Record. I'm Steve Scherer with Ross Reynolds.